And welcome to Bar Talk.
Welcome, Matt.
All right. I am Keith Purnell, and this is
Beamer.
And we're here with Bar Talk. Bar Talk is
it's our weekly time to talk, sit at the bar, have a couple drinks, and you know, gives us an excuse to go out on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, for our new listeners, we're two guys in a bar. We're doing what people do in a bar. We eat, drink, and we talk.
Hence
Bar Talk.
It's a clever name.
Yeah, very clever. All right.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Beamer came up with it. All right, so I was a little skeptical about the name too. I have to admit, I was skeptical. But yes, welcome to Bar Talk. We would like to thank all of our loyal listeners.
And we do have some loyal listeners, and thank you for listening.
Yeah. Do we have our European greetings? We mentioned we would do that.
We did not do it. Next week, I promise we will do this.
See, this is what happens, man. We are we're recording live. We're recording live at Tom Fullery's Restaurant and Bar in Middletown, Delaware. All right, so if you're in the area, come on down. We're recording live in a bar. We're not in a studio. We're not in anybody's house, in a basement, in a park. We are live in a bar. And we're drinking.
Yes.
Hence, that's why we forgot. Yes. I totally forgot that we were going to do our European greetings.
I will write this down right now.
Yes, Beamer, we do have a pen and paper. We are writing on a napkin because we don't really have a pen and paper, but we're writing it on a napkin, and we're going to have our European greetings next week. But so right now, we just want to say hello to everyone. And
do our ceremonial toast.
Yeah, yeah. Grab a seat. Pull up a seat, grab your drink, and get ready for Bar Talk. And we're going to start off with our ceremonial toast. All right.
Ooh, that was actually a little bit warm, so I'm a little disappointed on that. But
real quick, I made a change. I've gone through changes in my drinking. I was going through different ones. At one point, I was the Yingling, man. I was drinking plenty of Yingling. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes, I do remember.
Then I guess my tolerance, you know, I guess I needed more of it. I could drink a lot of Yinglings, and it just wasn't doing much for me. Except I would just wake up hungover as hell, because while I was drinking, it wasn't doing much for me. So I started drinking these lagers and this and that, and then I found Shock Top.
He found Shock. He went to craft beers.
Yes, I was into the Shock Top. It's very good. I like the raspberry Shock Top, but there was a side effect. I would get terrible headaches.
Oh, okay.
I am a migraine sufferer for one, so but I was getting these headaches. I didn't know what it was, and then I had to pinpoint it to the fact that I remember one time I had one beer here. And the next day, I had a really bad headache. I was like, wow, I only had one beer. Went out to dinner one time at another place, had a Shock Top in a bottle, one Shock Top, had a headache. And then I even did test information. Beamer's getting on board here.
I'm thinking right now that
it's the wheat.
It's the wheat.
I did the same thing with I went back to a Yingling.
I think he's lying.
I had three of them. So I think he's lying.
He's saying, oh, no, I only drank one beer that night. What are you talking about, honey?
So now now I'm actually drinking Sam Adams right now. So
which Sam Adams is that?
This is the winter.
The winter?
Winter lager, yeah. And I know this isn't very popular with the brothers.
Yeah.
You can't get Sam Adams in a 40 ounce or
yes. Scott Adams.
I am chilling with the Sam Adams winter lager right now. So that's my drink of choice right now. So if I put anyone to sleep or bored anyone, I'm very sorry. But
oh, he was doing that right now for me. So.
Yeah, Beamer kind of nodded off. But hey, it's Bar Talk. All right.
It's not Bar, stay awake. All right, let's get this going.
All right.
So, we came back from the holiday and everything. How's everything been with you, Keith?
Everything's great. Everything's fine. I'm watching the news. There's crazy stuff going on in the news. We got to talk about
this. I can't watch the news anymore.
Yeah. Here's the meat of Bar Talk. All right. They have this thing that they have every year, and it's called the annual, which means they do it every year.
All right.
The annual no pants.
He's only had one beer, mind you.
The annual no pants commute. Basically, there's one day where everyone basically will take it's mostly for subway riders. It's transferred over to buses, but it's originally it started in New York City.
Okay, that's what I was gonna ask.
It started in New York City, but it's gained popularity in other cities and countries. But it's basically it was geared for subways, but people do it on buses. But basically, you ride, you go to work, you do your normal travel, whatever you're doing, go to work, school, or whatever, and you just don't wear pants, whether you're male or female. Now, there are rules to it. Go ahead.
You got something? I saw a couple pictures, and every picture that I saw was the backsides of women walking and doing it, which didn't seem like a bad idea. I didn't realize that men were allowed to do this also.
Exactly. You know what? The first picture
that
I
could be kind of scary.
False advertising. I'm like, oh, a bunch of women and... Now we're men.
They were the six women throughout right. The entire country.
We're men. When we hear no pants day, we're thinking they're going to be in these lace thongs, and it's going to you're like, yeah, do you look? And they're granny panties, old ladies, and a couple soccer moms.
A couple pictures I saw, they were definitely
they were nice, but
yeah, wearing the little boy shorts and the little not the full underwear, but not the thongs at the same time,
Now, there are rules to it, though. Here's the funny part. There is rules. You
must bring antiseptic to put on the seat.
From the waist down, you basically don't wear pants. Of course, you wear underwear, panties, or whatever you normally wear. Of course, shoes, socks. But from the waist up, you have to have your normal attire. So if you're a Wall Street, stockbroker, you got to wear your suit and tie, your jacket. From the waist up, everything's normal.
They don't care, so you don't want to see, you don't mind seeing, little camel toe or, some dude, whatever the dude equivalent of a camel toe is. But if they see a woman's nipple, wait a minute, hold on.
What is she, 90 years old? It's no pants day.
That's what I'm saying. It's okay to show a little camel toe, but if you went and you had no top on, hold on, we're going to see a nipple here, then that's shutting it down.
All right, let me read it verbatim here. Okay. The premise is simple. Participants convene on a given route on a designated day every year without trousers on. Trousers. They call them trousers. without trousers on.
What is this?
and ride the rails or road.
So you got this room?
No, but it started in New York for shock value and laughs. Remember to keep a straight face. You do not talk about it for people who don't know. You pretend as if you are wearing pants even though you're not. And, if you notice in the pictures, people are reading books on their phone. They're trying to act that they want you to be normal, but you're not being normal. So they want you to fake it. So either be on your phone and act like you're texting or playing a game or actually do it. Act like you're reading a book. And the whole joke is that, hey, we have no pants on. There's no cause.
They are crazy.
There's no, this is for AIDS. This is for breast cancer. This is for homelessness.
Which is supposed to happen last week. And as anybody in the U.S. knows, we had that Arctic chill that came through. And they decided, you know what?
Right.
I'm wearing pants. We'll do it next week.
Mm-hmm. So, that's basically it. Now, Bieber, would you... is this something you'd participate in? You wouldn't be the only one without pants.
I wouldn't be the only one without pants. I'm not worried about I'm comfortable with, what God and my parents gave me. I'm fine.
You're not new now.
But you understand that, depending on what type of underwear you're wearing, unless you're wearing boxers with buttons and all that stuff on there.
Now, if you're wearing underoos.
Well, I ain't wearing underoos. This is definitely not for people that don't wear underwear under their pants.
Yeah.
Because that just would be a normal subway ride in New York anyway.
Now, again, this is great because, we are recording live in a bar. I don't know what's going on back there. I'm sure you hear a lot of some
screaming, yelling, yes. It probably sounds like God knows. People are calling 911 right now.
There isn't a sexual assault on a pinball machine or anything, but...
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what's going on. It's basically workers at this point.
Yeah. So, now, in accordance with that, with the no pants commute, they also have, and this is something that's annual every year, and because we're located in Delaware, we're in Middletown, Delaware, we're very close to Philadelphia, so One thing that's popular here, they have it every year, is the Naked Bike Ride.
Yeah. Now,
when I first heard about this, and it's been going on for a few years, the first thing I did
was look on
Naked Bike Ride and hit images to look for pictures. And I'm like, there was tons of people watching because there's guys with cameras and stuff because they expect to see. And we're guys. In our mind, we think we're going to see Playboy models, Baywatch girls, riding bikes, naked. No!
Nah.
That is not the case. I refuse to look at naked
I remember,
bike ride pics.
I saw a picture last year looking up, and I thought she was wearing shorts.
Was that her skin? She wasn't wearing
shorts. It wasn't the skin. I was like, why does she have furry shorts on? What's going on here? Yeah, it is. It sounds like a great idea and premise, but so does, I don't know, democracy. So does communism. It sounds like it could work.
Sticking a fork inside of an electrical socket seems like a crazy, wild, fun time in theory until you actually do it. Why do they? I mean, here's what it is. And all you people listening, go to your computer, go to the search, type in Naked Bike Ride, Naked Philly Bike Ride, and hit images or whatever, or Google Pic or whatever it is. You're going to see these freaking guys, woolly waggers hanging out, the worst physically shaped. Now, here's the premise behind this. Now, I cut myself short saying the worst physically shaped men I've ever seen, hairy, this or that. So proud to show their little 2-inch wieners and their. Just awful. Yeah. The whole thing is, it's all about, self-image. Be proud of what you are and blah, blah, blah.
No, you know what? There's a reason why there's dieting systems and there's gyms. And
there's a reason why there's clothes.
Yeah.
But these guys are like, hey, dude. And they're being interviewed with his little 2-inch wiener, right? His gut hanging out. Hey, dude, we're here supporting the cause and blah, blah, blah. But yet, there's a really, the hotter the chicks are, they cover themselves up. Now, granted, some of the women will wear bra and panties.
Or pasties.
Pasties, because they say, hey, we're not going to show it all and cover everything up. The ones that really, women that are totally nude, are usually the ones you don't want to see totally nude.
Yeah.
So this, I'm telling you, if you've never heard of the Philly Naked Bike Ride? They have them in other places, but we're just talking about the Philly one. Do not think you're going to be like, ooh, let me get my camera. Let me put this on my screensaver. Let me save these pics. No. Just kidding.
I'm not saying I'm an expert of syndromes and everything, and I do understand there's a lot of brave people that, they have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder and everything.
Yes.
After seeing this the last couple years, looking it up on the internet, I have PTID, and that is post-traumatic image disorder, because that, I questioned life in general after looking at some of these people on there and saying, what's the reason we're here?
I have post-traumatic fear of seeing horrible naked body syndrome.
Yes, yeah.
It is awful. But hey, more power to you. I just don't want to see the pics of it.
Yeah, and that does bring to the point of every other country saying Americans are fat and lazy. Well, when they post themselves naked on the internet, yes,
we can kind of agree with that.
I mean,
hard to argue that.
I'm no six pack pretty boy, but yeah, that's.
But also, I mean, something like that brings out the perversion of. You know how many perverts? I mean, you know, I don't want to put myself in that category, but I even said it like when you first heard, even your first time, Philly Naked Bike Ride. Wow. You know what we're going to do? I want to see the pics of this. I want to see titties. I want to see ass.
It's our repressed person. I want to
see grandmothers and
Puritan on,
Yeah, it's freaking awful.
Beginning of this country. I mean,
and then you got all these perverts with cameras like who don't care anyway, as long as they say a nipple or a boob. Speaking of which, perverts. Justin Faulkner here, our general manager.
Thank you, sir.
Go, you just walked right in.
I do have a comment to make about. I don't know if it's perverse.
We were talking about the naked pants commute and the naked Philly bike ride.
I'm all about that.
Okay. No, but okay. Bro. Oh, now here we go. Okay. So what do you mean you're all about it? You would participate?
Fuck yeah.
So you would ride naked on your bike through Philly?
Yeah, why not?
Now, what was the cause? You know, the cause is this a show that accept your body for what it is.
I don't give a fuck what the cause is. If I'm taking my clothes off, other people aren't doing them
down. Would you go to a nudist colony?
Sure.
No problem.
Yeah, I don't care. I am not ashamed of this at all. Not even one little bit.
Okay, would you take your wife then, since you're going, would she
no,
go too?
No, she ain't not.
Oh!
Well, look, I would take her, however she would not go.
Oh, that's a different story there now. Right. All right.
I would go with her, but she would not go.
Let me tell you this. True story. For those who don't know, I'm DJK. Keith Purnell is my real name. Keith DJK Purnell. I'm also a comedian. I was actually booked to do a comedy show at a nudist comedy.
Okay.
Nudist camp.
Were you supposed to be nude when you performed?
Optional.
Okay.
We're just the entertainment. We do what we
do. So you can do what you want.
But the people there, it's a nudist comedy. That's what they told us.
So they're all nude.
Now, here's the parameters. It was me, a female comic, and another male comic. Okay, I was headlining.
Okay.
The female comic, she actually booked it. She was hosting. And then the other guy was a feature. So we had to meet at the main gate of this little colony.
Right.
So we met there, and then a guy came up, and he's riding a golf cart.
Okay.
Of course.
And he's clothed.
Okay,
he's got clothes on.
Because he's going out to meet the public.
Right.
So
he pulls up.
Don't take a while, I guess. He's about 300 pounds.
So we leave our cars.
Right.
We get on the golf cart, and we go. A gate opens up. We go in, because it's a gated community.
I had a bad experience with one of those, and I'm going.
Gated community. We go in, and he goes, okay. So we go. We do the show. He tells us what we have to do. He goes, clothing's optional for you guys. If you have it on, that's fine, blah, blah, blah. But it's a nudist colony. He gave us the rundown of the place.
Okay.
There are people who actually live there. It's actually houses, trailers. It's mostly like trailers.
Okay.
A few houses in there.
Okay.
Families.
Right.
We have kids.
Right.
And basically they have the option of going nude. And 99.9% of them are.
Right.
So we go, fine, we're fine with it. Let's just do this.
Right.
Gate opens up.
Right.
We go in. We're on a golf cart. First thing I see is a guy mowing his lawn.
350 pounds.
No, I'm skinny guy, but just in the nude.
Buck
naked. And we ride through, and he waves.
Then his dying just
and I'm
goes
like,
around.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So I kind of wave back, and I was like, what?
Did we're all looking at each other. Body wave where, little, like, his whole body's moving. You see,
was
slap,
it a
slap, slap.
Wave, or was it a forearm wave?
It was like the first knuckle on your pinky wave.
Oh, poor little guy.
And you have to look.
Well, of course you do.
Yeah, I have to look.
Everybody's
okay.
Natural reaction. I don't care who you are. Everybody's natural reaction is to look.
So I'm like, I'm fine, because we're already geared up. We're going to see nude people, whatever.
Right. You're going to see a lot of dicks today.
The female who hosted had done a few shows before, so she's kind of, you know, I've seen it. We get there. It was like a little stage they had set up.
So you've seen her naked. That's what you're saying.
No, I've...
that's what I heard there.
No.
I was clarifying.
No, I was being her saying I've seen it.
Okay, I got
okay.
You. All right.
So we get there. They got a little stage set up, little mock stage. They had the tarps. They had a tarp made to cover it up with the stage because it was overcast, so it was possibility of rain.
Right.
There's houses, and we see people naked. Wait. And now, granted, again, in my mind, I'm thinking a nudist camp. Wow, it's going to be freaking hot. No.
Let me ask you a question.
It was
5% or more or less than 5%. Is that what you wanted? Is that what you were envisioning?
Yes.
Of all the people that you want to see naked.
Exactly.
I would imagine the percentage of people that you actually wanted to see naked there that were naked is right around 5%.
You were dead on.
All right, cool.
So far.
Again, I'm still all about.
So far, I've seen, and I counted. In my mind, there was 20 people I've seen. Not one did I want to see naked. It was pretty awful. All
right, cool.
So.
Oh, is this Mary Keith or not Mary Keith?
This is,
PK?
No, this is Mary Keith.
Mary Keith. Okay, all right, cool.
No, this is not Mary Keith.
Not Mary Keith.
Right.
Not, dating or not dating?
Dating.
Are you single?
No, I wasn't single.
Okay, all right.
But it really didn't matter. It really did not matter.
Fair enough.
So we get there, and that's probably about 75 people, all totally nude. They even had a DJ.
Three.
No. I haven't even mentioned that one of what 75 people, not one.
Not a one.
Not a one.
Not a one. Did you, would you look at clothed and say, yes, I want to see you naked?
Not a one where it even twitched. Okay?
It didn't move. It
didn't move.
Didn't wiggle.
It was dead.
They killed it? They killed it.
There was a DJ.
Oh, no.
Her? Now, listen. Her tits sat and rested. And she was probably a good C cup.
Okay.
C to possible D.
So looking like a handful.
I'll move it up a little bit more. Close to a D.
So I'd say, I mean, I have relatively small hands for a guy my stature. I'm 6'6", but
they were pretty nice size.
My hand is about a C.
They were sitting on her stomach.
Oh.
So yeah, that was the DJ.
The overweight people there were abound.
Right.
Okay.
So yeah,
they
we
were
do
unbound,
that.
And that was a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
So we got an audience full. So finally, they said, "Yeah, the ones who put it on, came up."
Right.
The ones who actually booked the whole thing came up, and the guy has a top hat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
like an Abe Lincoln top and a bow tie, and that was it. And I swear to God, his dick was about an inch. And that was, you have to look, because I was like, Jesus Christ.
I didn't know Ben was there.
I go, if it was any small, it would just be balls. And I'm trying not to look down, like, are you freaking serious? And they're very huggy people. Because they came up, hey, how you doing? And they're hugging. I'm like, are you fucking serious? I'm looking over.
That I have an issue with. So, all right, I'm okay with the nudity. I'm okay with it. Don't hug me.
They're very
don't
huggy.
Hug me. No.
Very huggy people.
He didn't.
You know how you come up, you see like you and me. Hey, what's up? You give me a pound, little pound.
We give a dab.
No,
whatever.
They will hug. They're very huggy.
No, we don't do that.
Now it was in the summertime. It
you
was
and
overcast.
You and I could hug clothed. That's cool.
We're not gonna hug.
No, I'm telling you right now. You and I don't ever foresee an instance where you and I are naked together.
But you
never
know what?
In my life.
It's almost like you're an undercover cop, right?
Yeah.
Look, you're an undercover cop, and you're at this drug deal, and they go, here you go. They give you the cocaine, and what do you do?
I'm not drinking that Kool-Aid.
You got to fit in. But look, his wife was banging.
She was the one.
But she had a vest.
Was she bottomless?
Bottomless.
Bottomless. Just with the
vest. But the vest, yes, just
so
the vest.
So kept her titties covered.
Yes.
Okay.
She was wanted to see.
Were they voluptuous?
Very.
So you did really want to see those boobs?
I really wanted to see those.
Well, let's be honest, though. I mean, as a man, and I'll quote Ron White here by saying, I mean, once you've seen one pair of tits,
right?
You want to see the rest
of them. You want to see the rest of
them. Yeah, that's just being a dude. It is what it is.
So that was the only one that I wanted to see but did not see because he said covered up. Not barely, because it was a long vest.
Seriously, it was a dress.
It was a vest, like your double-breasted suit, and you wear the vest.
It was a vest dress.
No, it was a vest.
But it covered her pussy. Did it or did it not cover her pussy? Yes or no? It's a simple question.
At this point, I was not even...
I'm picturing like a brown leather vest that, you know, comes down about...
I'm picturing a parka.
I think that you're trying to get a picture in your mind so you can walk away.
I would like to go home.
You can go home, wake your
wife
up.
My wife will be asleep.
Hey,
but I would like to go home and maybe hang out. If it's with her, great. If it's with my hand, that's fine, too.
Put it this way. Long story short, I didn't see what I wanted to see from the one out of...
Okay.
You know how you said 5%?
So,
it was... It was one in a million.
So going along with
this
whole...
So this episode of Bar Talk is brought to you by sex.
Right. Now going along with the whole nudity, pervert thing, kind of, sort of, a little bit. We just had a small incident at the bar, and I'd like to get the boys' perspective on this, Mr. DJ K and Mr. B.
I didn't even finish the thing, but real quick.
I'm sorry.
I did the whole show.
Right.
I did my show.
Right.
It started pouring down raining.
Okay.
The little tarp that they had.
Yeah.
Now, wait. The tarp that they had gave way. Water's pouring down. Two guys came up with sticks to hold the tarp up. They're totally naked, of course. So I'm standing up there.
You got a dick in your face.
Behind me.
Oh.
No, it was, yeah. It was awful. But they were good people, other than the fact that they were all hugging.
They were all naked and
they wanted me, and I'm getting soap. And they wanted me to take it off. There was
no
way in hell that was happening.
You'd put him on a shame. And, I mean, you're a black man, so obviously you'd put him on a shame. That wouldn't have been right.
He didn't want to go and actually hurt the myth.
Right.
Because they'd have been like, oh.
Oh. That's ooh, what all
it's cold out here. Right?
Yeah, I would have heard the myth, even wet and cold. That still would have been impressive.
It's cold. Right. It's July in the dough.
So recently we had an incident at the bar, and I'm talking within the last 7 minutes here. We've had
what? That was the screen?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
right here, live, bar talk.
For those of you that don't know, Justin Faulkner, general manager at Tom Fuller's.
Yeah, you're a regular. They know you.
Well, they know me. But they probably don't know my friend over here, Mr. Ego.
Yes.
Would you
Ego, longtime friend. We haven't seen Ego in a while.
Now, I've known Ego for 20 years. He's my best friend on this planet. One of the greatest guys that you will ever meet.
David from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Well, okay, we don't talk about him anymore. anyway, so Mr. Ego's in here. He's hanging out, you know, having a good time. It's bar. We're bar talk.
Right. Right?
We're at a bar. We're at Tomfoolery's. We're just having fun. And conversation comes up between him and our great bartender, Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're jawing back and forth. You know how Amanda can be. She's very flirtatious, yet outgoing, yet
Amanda
in
has
your
been
face.
On.
And, right. and she'll come at you. You know, I mean, she's got personality on her that we all love.
I love more than her personality.
Well,
go ahead.
That's between you and her, not between me as her boss and her. Anywho, so Ego and Amanda get joined, and Amanda starts giving Ego shit. Ego's giving Amanda a little bit of shit. Mm-hmm. More so Amanda mm-hmm. giving Ego than Ego giving Amanda, because he's a nice guy and he don't want to do that to a girl.
Mm-hmm.
One thing leads to another. And Mr. Benjamin over here actually has a video, but we're not going to be able to show that, obviously. Anywho, so I offer Amanda $10 to slap Ego in the face.
Okay, well, you mentioned a nudity incident, a smack in the face.
Well,
is it nudity?
We're going along perversion, you know, the peeping Tom aspect
okay.
of it.
Okay, all right, smack
so,
in the face.
So Amanda says, I'm about it. Ego stands up immediately. I mean, like... I get the words out, Amanda, will you slap Ego for $10? And Ego's standing up.
Right.
So he's obviously about it. So Amanda comes over to Ego to, you know, address the situation. Where's the cash? I show her $10 cash money. And Ego says, wait, what do I get out of this deal? Dude, what are you talking about? You get her slapping you in the face. Oh, okay, I'm in.
That's a shitty end of the stick to me.
Man, that...
He loved it.
Beamer, punch me in the jaw. Knock my teeth out.
This man thoroughly enjoyed his experience, as witnessed in this video that we will post on YouTube at some point very soon.
So that was it?
I got a shot.
Whatever.
You got a shot?
Yeah, you got a shot in the face.
Oh, if that turns you on, yeah. I will fuck you up and make you come in your pants. Come here,
boom, shakalaka. Right.
What?
Amanda slapped Ego in the face. Show. No, I mean a little bit of bruises here.
More so in the throat.
Did her nipple pop out of her shirt?
Nothing.
Ass cheek?
Nothing.
So what
just
you're saying is I should have asked to see
in the face.
What you're saying.
All right, so let me say this. Okay, that's one perversion. How about, did you hear about the, I got to bring this up. The Swiss cheese pervert guy? Did you hear about
That is a Philadelphia-based pervert.
You're talking to him. Now, a slap in the face, that's mere pittance compared to this guy.
I completely agree with you on this guy. This dude.
Okay. If you don't know what's going on, okay, there was a guy in the Philadelphia area. You want to?
Go ahead. You have the article
in the
right
Philadelphia area. Apparently, he's been riding around. All right, at night, riding around, pulling up to see these women walking, whatever, and asking them if they would perform a sexual act on him. But it's not like a blowjob or regular sex. Basically, he has Swiss cheese and Swiss. Being his cheese of choice, he wants them to wrap it. No, he wants them to wrap the cheese around his penis and jerk him off. That's his thing. And he's been prepping, and these women are just freaking out. But you got women who are taking this picture. And there are pictures of him holding up the cheese as he rides by.
What?
He's got his pants down.
Why Swiss? It was a burrito runny for him to...
Well, his thing was, there were women who actually, after the story broke, who are on these single sites, who were contacted by him, who saying, you know, and basically, you know, a guy would email you and say, hey, my name's so-and-so.
My name's Bob, and I like you to wrap some Swiss cheese around.
I'd like to talk to you.
And,
hopefully we can hang
see
out.
See what happens from there.
Hope we can hang out. And he explains, I have a perversion. And basically, he mentions that he likes doing stuff with cheese, and he couldn't get women, but his reasoning is, He knows women likes dairy, so he would associate the dairy, which is cheese, with the woman. So he would pleasure himself with the cheese.
Hey,
but he got so excited, it got to a point where he preferred that over having a woman. And there, you know, here's a picture of him. I know you can't see it there, but I'm showing the guys here. But here he is with the cheese.
Oh, good Lord. Oh.
But that's his thing. Now, a reporter, actually, after a woman said, hey, this guy did this or that, they found out who he is. They went to his house. And so they actually know who the guy is. The cops are involved. But Swiss cheese. And he gets nothing from it, but he wraps it around.
Yeah, because women... Because women love cheese, not chocolate, not, you know, diamonds.
I got a thing for cupcakes, but not cheese. Cupcakes.
At least it's got holes.
At least small holes. But let's just think about the guy's size.
Yeah.
And I'm joking when I say cupcakes. Everybody, I say that because, you know, hey, the description of a cupcake is hot. Soft, warm, moist. Ooh, you want a cupcake. But, yeah, so he's known as the Swiss
and
cheese.
Cup.
And the cup.
And the cup.
But he's known as the Swiss cheese pervert. So what is like the worst? What is there anything that you do that people consider
I'm not certain.
Perverted? Is there anything that you like,
yeah, he's topping the list right now because I like to eat like Reuben sandwiches that have Swiss cheese on them. And I'm never going to order one out in fucking Philly ever again. Yeah.
I think the whole Reuben sandwich, the Reuben is fucking perverted right there. What the hell is on a Reuben sandwich?
Sauerkraut, corned beef, Swiss cheese, and Thousand Island sauce.
Well, Beaver, I'm not saying you're not an attractive dude, but maybe after eating a Reuben sandwich, you can't get a woman because the smell of the fucking sauerkraut, the fucking, what is it, what did he say?
Sauerkraut,
corned beef.
Corned beef over pastrami, depending on where you go.
Who you want to kiss after you eat a Reuben sandwich?
Yeah, who are you going to eat after eating a cheesesteak from fucking Philly? Come on, man. Is that where we're going to? Who are you going to kiss as soon as you get done eating? I mean, if you got somebody that loves you that much, hey, that's great. Or disgusting, all depending right. on what, yeah.
So here we go. No, seriously. Is there anything that you do that somebody may consider like,
Yeah, I do a podcast with this guy, Keith Purnell. Some people will probably question, why the fuck are you doing this podcast? Because all they talk about is nude communities and cheese on dicks. And
I did a comedy show and a nudist show. All right. But yeah, that's freaking creepy as hell.
Man.
And he's riding around like, hey, I got cheese.
Yeah, that you know what?
Yeah.
The dairy community is going to take a hit off.
They know his name, too. They have his name. I'm not even going to say
it. They have his name. They have his picture clear as day.
No, a reporter, a girl says, she was like, I know this guy. And all these women are coming up because he's on all these sites.
I saw it on the news where it was like, do you know this guy? And I'm like, I don't know him, but I could figure it out pretty easy because literally you took a snapshot of him in the car with his piece of Swiss cheese.
This reporter went to his house. He should have went to the cops first. So now the reporter, after he tried to get a story, goes to the police. They got to gather everything.
Trying to get a story. He wasn't trying to make a sandwich.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You figure somebody would have put two and two together when they saw the guy's face.
But they got to charge him with something first. Cheese. You got a woman saying, how's a guy walking around? What's been drinking him up with cheese? I don't think there's a...
No, the reporter went there and said, hey, you want to make some fondue?
No, but I said, like, what are the cops going to charge him with? I mean, you know. So, all right, well, look, we're going to take a quick break real quick. All right, we had a long session here.
A long session.
We're talking about naked bike rides and... Freaking!
And I am out of beer, and we got a
pantless commutes, and nudist comedy,
cheese
Swiss
dick.
cheese dick. Beaver's glass is empty,
but I'm gonna still tap it, and we're gonna fucking get another one, and we're gonna be back in a couple minutes,
right after this, we're back. All right. So.
But we're not back. We're just still here.
And we have pants on.
Oh, and we're
not doing an annual pants show. No pants show.
No.
We're wearing clothes. Okay.
Yes. I mean, we can, but there has to be at least six women surrounding the two.
Here's
of us.
One thing about doing live shows. We get, especially in a bar. We're in a bar talk, and we are drinking. I have my, and these aren't endorsements. I'm drinking my Sam Adams Winter Lager.
But we're getting our, my Miller Lite right now.
Miller, okay. And right now we have two very large
Jägerbombs.
This is larger than usual.
It depends on who you're talking to.
No! Beamer with the comedy here, okay.
All right.
We're actually doing Jägerbombs right now.
Jägerbomb real quick.
Haven't done these in a while.
No.
All right, here we go.
It's going to wake
you up.
And that's why Keith is a, he didn't hear it because he slid it down real quietly. 30 seconds after I got done.
I didn't know. Oh, 30 seconds. I didn't know we were racing.
We were just drinking like men.
Yeah, well, see, when you...
He sipped with his pinky out, so it's all good. Anyway,
yeah,
now,
see, thanks. One thing, when you have a large penis, it slows down your reflexes. So anyway,
Yeah, that's why I was able to do it.
All right, twitching. So, anyway, real quick, if you guys are enjoying this, not enjoying this, are we boring you? Are we talking too much about no pants commutes and and naked bike rides? Email us. You can email us with your comments, cheers or jeers, at bartalk1@yahoo.com, and that's the number one. All right, bartalk1@yahoo.com. Email us. Tell us how you feel about the show, anything you want to talk about, any topics, anything at all. All right?
And look out this coming week. I will be setting up a Facebook page for us. So if you're on Facebook, you'll be able to go and, you know, we'll be able to put updates, whatever, on there.
Pictures.
And hopefully soon Twitter and Instagram account.
Yes.
We'll get this going.
Pictures of yoga pants.
Ooh.
That will definitely be on our Instagram.
Yes, we will have fun contests of just, you know, just bar talk.
Yeah, we have a lot of exciting things coming in the future.
Yes.
Very bright future.
Yes.
Also, we are. You can check us out on iTunes. Okay, if you're not already, iTunes free to subscribe.
If you're listening on your friend's phone and you have a Droid, go to Podomatic.com.
It's a free app on your mobile phone, okay, or on your computer, Podomatic, all right? Check us out, okay? And like I said, we have listeners and downloads and all across the world.
Yes, we do.
Well, actually, international, so that's great. So, again, all of our international listeners, thank you. All right. So,
as well as our... Domestic.
Our local. Americans.
Our domestic.
MERICANS. Americans.
All right. That was a black man spelling that out like that. So, you know, hey, Keith. You had some nakedness talk and all that. And,
nakedness talk, yes.
Nakedness talk. I'm going to go and I'm going to. I found this article and it made me chuckle. And mind you, I mean,
it made you chuckle.
When I went to school originally in college, I was going for psychology. I'm a listener, I'm a talker. I have a problem with sitting there and trying to tell everybody, you know, I want to tell people what the problem is. They tend not to want to hear what it is.
Right.
But this is a article that just came out, and this is through England. This is from the British Journal of Psychology. I'm sorry, psychiatric. And it is comedians have psychotic personality traits, studies find. So, comedians. And the only reason to bring this up is because DJ K, yes, he is a DJ, but he is also Keith Purnell, comedian extraordinaire.
Yes, yes.
This says right here, yeah, through study of 523 comedians, 404 were men, 119 were women.
Right.
That the traits that include or the comedians had included a tendency towards impulse or antisocial behavior, and a tendency to avoid intimacy. Okay, that's interesting on its own. But the creative elements needed to produce humor are strikingly similar to characterizing the cognitive style of people with psychosis. Okay, so basically you have an imagination that's same as people that are kind of fucked up in the head that make up their own worlds.
Right.
Both schizophrenic and bipolar disorder, as well, you know, and this is coming from somebody that is running the University of Oxford, you know, Oxford, England, Department of Experimental Psychology. So, Keith, I'm not going to question you on your, you know, you personally, but you know a lot of comedians.
Yes.
You're friends with a lot of comedians.
Uh-huh.
You're a funny guy. How true do you think that is? It's pretty damn accurate.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I mean, I know the whole story. You know, you see stories of comedians, and unfortunately, to be able to laugh, to be able to make jokes as they can, a lot of times, a lot of comedians have a lot, the dark past, and you know, it's there's a lot that they've gone through, and they've been able to make a to cope. It's a survival.
You know what? I have to say this, though. I've been doing comedy for a number of years now. It's funny. I've had some trying times in my life. And I have to say, a few of the most memorable and best shows that I've done have been when there's been some type of drama or something, you know, going on in my life where comedy was actually therapy. Being up on stage, Just talking, just doing my thing and getting the feedback. I mean, talking, it was actually therapeutic.
Hmm?
And a lot of comedians, they talk. A lot of what I say is true, but I stress the truth on a lot of things. I don't make up things in my act. Because people can sense when something is made up.
Yeah.
But if you take something that's kind of true and you stretch it, oh, yeah, but there has to be a ring of truth to it.
I mean,
there's a lot of pain in comedy.
One of my favorite jokes that you had was, you know, I won't go through the full thing of it, but, you know, you being a black man, you accidentally used the condom to try to wipe your face after eating chicken, and you try to put the wet nap on as a condom.
Like,
yes.
Make sure you use a condom. I said, but I had a condom and a wet nap. I said, you don't get them mixed up because a wet nap will not prevent a woman from getting pregnant and you getting an STD, and a condom will not get barbecue sauce off your lips.
I apologize, but that was one of my favorite jokes you've ever had.
Here's what I came from. I actually reached in my pocket
and pulled out
a wet nap. And from there, the joke.
And then he reached back into his pocket and pulled out a gun, and that just sort of got weird. But
what was funny, I wanted to bang the chick, so I needed like 10 wet naps to cover my. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. To cover his shame.
There's a lot of pain in comedy. So the most successful comedians have some things going on in their life. If you ever watch like behind the scenes or those. You know, bios on them, you'll be like, wow, they actually went through that.
I mean, there was the one comedian, Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah. He's a heroin addict.
Yeah, but he used that. There's a reason there had to have been some sort of reason why he was ready to escape the world with heroin that much.
No, he didn't try and kill himself. He just freaking.
Yeah, but he tried to escape feeling.
No, he was just hooked on heroin. There's no. Please, he had to. I hate when I hear that stuff. They go, oh, so I turned the drink. No. Let me put it this way. The first time I had a beer, I was like, damn, beer is good. I'm not drinking myself to death. The first time somebody tried a drug, whether it was cocaine or marijuana, oh, this is good. But you know what? Some people will take cocaine the first time and will have a heart attack. You know what I mean? Some people can drink shots left and right, and it doesn't affect them, and one person can fucking drink a wine cooler and they're drunk out of their minds and throw up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your bodies react different. He wasn't like, oh, I'm trying to escape it. What the hell? I'll try it. And then we're hooked. John Belushi liked coke. Guess what?
He liked coke to fucking, what was his downer?
He OD'd.
He did the speedball.
Freaking Chris Farley. I mean, he fucking.
Morphine.
Yeah, but he, you know what? He drank a lot of caffeine. Coffee. He would drink five, six cups of coffee that got him so amped up before he went on. Plus, he did drugs. And he drank. But coffee, I mean, it was just a weird thing of it. But that was his thing to get him, you know, amped up. Now, we got, like, Red Bull and all this stuff now. Which now, there's a report now that Monster is fucking killing teenagers.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible for your kidneys and your liver and fucking your toes and your nose.
Now, I used to drink a lot of Red Bull. I mean, I would fucking just keep Red Bull on hand and would just drink it like it was water. And you always hear, like, the five-hour energy drink talking about, you don't crash. There's no sugar in it.
I drank five-hour energy one time, and I was so uncomfortable at drinking that for 4 hours that I will never ever touch it again.
Well, here's the thing. If you ever look at the fine print on a commercial for five-hour energy drink, it's equivalent. One little whatever the thing is, it's equivalent to a single cup of coffee. Equivalent.
Yeah.
You have to read the... No, I'm not making it up. It's not my opinion. That's true. It's equivalent to... And it says it. You got to read the fine print.
I've seen it before.
Equivalent to a cup of coffee.
I've drank a cup of coffee and I got locked into the point that...
And here's the thing, too. Here's another thing.
When I don't know who made that cup of coffee. It was probably a Guatemalan and it was like syrup.
They have the five-hour energy drink and they compare it to Amp, Monster. They have the they don't have it compared to Red Bull. You know why? Because the standard small skinny can, I don't know the correct ounces on it. The small skinny can.
Say like 8 ounces.
Right. It doesn't, that's actually not bad for you. I mean, energy drinks aren't good for you, but for the most part, they never had the big cans because that's all you need for the Red Bull. It's not enough to hurt you, and it did its thing. So the five-hour energy drink couldn't compare to that. And the reason why you crash is because the other ones have sugar. Now, Red Bull does have sugar in it.
But it does give you wings also.
Right, yeah, and it gives you wings. But the thing is, you drink, when you crash, you fall asleep immediately. I got a nap. The five-hour energy drink doesn't have sugar in it, so there's no crash. That's all that means. But it's equivalent to a cup of coffee. So if you're thinking you're getting something special or this or that, no. A lot of it's like a placebo. If you think... doing this or that. Your body, you know.
I don't even know how we got to that point. Shit.
I have no idea where you're at.
Comedians. Anyway. That is your comedy show right there. You'll start with something and then put something else. And then we would go back and finish it off at some point in time.
All right. Real quick, my man Slick Ben is, you just give me a pound or you're leaving? I don't know if you were.
Just saying what's up, fellas.
Oh, okay. I just want to say this, too. I beat him 2 games in a row, Words with Friends. Cha-ching.
Once it gets to 12, he can actually compete, folks.
Two in a row, Words with Friends. And it was real close to the last few letters, and I got him with like a 20-pointer or so. But anyway, so Slick Ben is in the building. If you ever need anything... For your kids, toys. He's an inside hookup. All right.
Turn that frown upside down,
baby. All right.
Now, I got a question for you.
All right.
You're a basketball fan.
Yes.
And it's not because you're black, because you just like basketball.
African-American, motherfucker.
I'm sorry. Really? We're going back to African-American? I thought it was 90s.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know
now.
What it is anymore.
I don't know who
you are. Because you're my friend Keith that I love, man.
I'm darker than you. I'm black.
Yeah, you're darker than black.
All right,
guess what? We probably all came from the same fucking area anyway, so what the hell does even matter?
Ireland?
Ireland.
Come on, he was just under the Blarney song. That's all it is.
Oh, give me your lucky weed.
Oh, that's what's on. So anyway, I'm going to say this. Have you seen LeBronny?
No, what is that?
LeBronny.
Is that what the powder? Or, no. I don't know.
LeBronning is. I just saw it today. Geez. I thought it was funny. It is on Vine.
Okay.
And if you don't know what Vine is, ask your kids because you're too
young. Yeah.
Anyway, basically, it's teens that are walking through crowds, walking through school, you know, walking through supermarkets and all that, and they're just walking by people and just flopping on the ground, like LeBron James would.
Oh.
And this is not just one or two people. This is a fucking epidemic of LeBronning. I saw today at least 60, 70 different people do a LeBron. They just walk on a... I mean, literally walk up... make shoulder contact, and just drop and fall to the ground like they got hit by a Mack truck.
Okay, I just looked it up on Vine. It has a definition. The action of throwing yourself to the floor after a light brush by another person, followed by an angry facial expression claiming it's not your fault.
I do believe I was the one to put the definition on it, but I'm not even on Vine.
Was this only in Cleveland?
Oh, no. And this is videos of this.
Oh, that is.
Oh, yes.
All right, so go ahead.
So, I thought it was hilarious, personally. I mean, there's no logic sense behind it. These kids are just going and walking. They're done. I believe the children are our future. That's all I'm saying right now.
Teach them well and let them LeBron.
Let them LeBron all over the floor.
Oh, that's funny. Tebow,
he's already been left behind. But anyway, I find it funny that, you know, we're getting term. These are LeBron James.
Okay, that's funny because you got to get somebody doing something normal.
Oh, yeah. I'm walking through a store, walking in the hallway at school, walking, you know, at the bar, and you flop on the ground. Ben just LeBron off the chair because I bumped him with my elbow. Hey, look it up. It's hilarious. You know, it is great. But,
oh, gosh, that is hilarious.
There's one thing I did see, and it was that there's a Rich Earth Institute, and they're investigating on
if the prodding?
No. This is something else. Right. We're cutting it close. That this is weird. It made me laugh. This Rich Earth Institute is investigating if human urine is more beneficial to fertilizing farms, farmland, and all that than fertilizer. There's a reason why I say this. Because I live in a country-esque kind of area. I've pissed on so many corn stalks in my life.
Oh, gosh.
I'm thinking I'm possibly going to help the world bring enough food out there for everybody.
I'm never eating corn on the cob again.
Yeah, unless you're a horse, then you don't have to worry about it.
Is that yellow corn or sweet corn?
Yeah, is this the feed corn or is it horse corn? Is it the feed corn?
No, yeah, feed corn.
Okay.
But, I mean, around, you know, I wouldn't drink soy milk. But I just find it funny that human piss, and they've been doing this in Nepal for the last, like, 700 years.
I'm sorry.
How many people piss? And we're like, oh, let's clean this up. Let's get it out of the water. I'd say just, you know what, screw it. Just put a pipeline right to everybody's field and just put the sprinkler system on.
People in India believe cow pee can cure cancer, so.
Have you seen anybody in India with cancer?
Dude, I'm sorry. I want to cut you off. I'm sitting there looking at these LeBroning videos, man.
He's LeBron crazy right now.
This is insane.
Keith has discovered planking all over again.
I know. Yeah, I do have. Yeah, I had a couple plank pictures of myself, but oh, that is freaking awesome.
People literally just tapping and going down.
Yeah. You got to look up. Go to Vine. Look at LeBron. They're probably going on YouTube now. They probably.
Oh, absolutely. It's everywhere. If it's Vines, that's the quick one. Go to YouTube to see the compilation Keith's looking at.
Yeah, oh, this is great. We're so behind, man.
Go to anywhere. All
right, so look. Look, he did a double LeBron. All right.
He's even clutching a body part that didn't
get
touched.
Yeah, they can't see. Go to the Vine. Or go to YouTube.
It's not the Vine because.
No, go to Vine.
Keith thinks he's hip. I'm not hip. I'll tell you right now, I ain't hip. You don't go to the Vine.
Go to
it's
Vine.
It's not like the hop. It's not it's not the spot.
Go to Vine. And then
through
type
your
in
app.
LeBroning. Or go to YouTube. They should have it on YouTube, right? Okay.
Parents, sure, just go to Google and put LeBroning.
That's how you know you're getting old. How did I not know about this shit? Don't you hate when you when you were young, you knew everything.
You're an avid basketball fan, too.
I'm an avid basketball fan, absolutely. Yes. I sacrificed.
I'm just waiting for Gronkin.
Hold on. Now, Beamer, let me just say this.
Gronkin to come in.
And do not get mad. I don't know how upset you'll be. I had 2 tickets to the Sixers game tonight. Lower level, mid-court, free parking pass.
And he was
You tapped him. I actually had 4. But I said, I can't get 4 people to go.
One, two, three.
So I had to sacrifice. You see, I had to sacrifice going to a pro basketball game, great seats, free parking, or doing this great bonding session of bar talk.
But also, he was working tonight DJ, so it would have been canceling out.
I could have canceled trivia tonight for that shit.
Not to mention, when he says pro basketball, he is talking about the Charlotte Bobcats and the Philadelphia 76ers. Yeah, so that's as close to pro as you can.
Yeah. And Amanda has just she just filled up her glasses, and we heard that you have some great slapping skills.
Hey, every Asian needs to be slapped.
Every Asian, needs to be slapped.
Excuse us in Thailand. Excuse us. I mean, I know you're not exactly Asian.
Let me
fix
it. Every once in a while, you gotta slap an Asian.
Okay, the
president listening in China, we're sorry.
No,
the views expressed by some of our guests are not the same as those as Bar Talk, DJ K, and Beamer. That disclaimer is thrown out there. All right.
Wow.
All right.
I was going to let her fucking promote a fucking charity or whatever, fucking dogs, but holy shit.
Did I mention there was a no pants commute?
Did you mention that like 3 billion people hate her now?
Is a Swiss cheese pervert guy caught yet?
Holy fuck! I mean,
all right.
Well, if he's
you guys, okay. Make sure you email us at bartalk1@yahoo.com to let us know your thoughts about this.
Real quick, hey, just so you know, I found this out. Stupid little odd fact: if you drink diet soda with vodka, your 18% your breathalyzer will be 18% higher than if you just drink it with regular soda.
Wait, say it again.
If you drink diet soda with vodka,
right,
your breathalyzer will result in 18% higher than if you drank with a regular soda. Drink regular soda.
I don't drink anything diet. I don't eat anything healthy.
Look, I ain't worried about nothing.
My doctor told me I had high cholesterol, right? So he gave me a list, and it had things that I normally would eat, and then he had the substitutes, you know, on the other side.
Things that you should
I looked
eat.
At him, I said, there is nothing on this healthy side that I've eaten in the past 10 years.
And that's why you're at.
And that's why I'm at where I'm at. So.
Well, when it comes down to it, we will write that on his epitaph. Keith Pinnell, there was nothing on the right side that I've eaten in 10 years.
He never ate broccoli. I'm like, broccoli? What the hell is that?
He refused to eat anything healthy.
Oh my gosh. If I ate a granola bar, I think I'd fucking have a heart attack. My body'd be like,
whoa! Well, we know what happens to you when you have sauerkraut and Beamer.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, what was the record? I think I can do it in 3 minutes.
3 pounds and 3 minutes?
You got to help me call, man. You got to get up early. Call in. If you get through, say that you're Thunderdog and you want to do it, man.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Thunderdog.
Hold on. What's the wager? Is it 3 pounds in 3 minutes? Is that what we're telling them?
Whoa, easy, fucking super dude.
Come on, man. You're the one shoveling it down,
A pound and we'll say 4.
Okay.
But we can whittle it down to 3.5, is comfortable. If they say 3, okay. But you got, I mean, sometimes I start at freaking 5:30 and I'm on hold for like an hour and a half. But that's the thing. Just say a pound and 4 minutes. And they go, that's no. And they go, okay, 3.5. If they say 3, it'd be a stretch. I could do it. I could pull it out.
We'll get you in.
Yeah.
To what? The end of the month? You got
to the end of the month. And what we're talking about is, if you've been listening to the past shows, there's a wing bowl. There's a wing eating competition. It's very large. It's called Wing Bowl. It's at the Wells Fargo Center.
That is in
Florida. It's sold out. Sold out event. It's where the Sixers and the Flyers play at. Sold out for a wing eating competition. You have to do an eating stunt to get in.
Because they're crazy.
Yeah. So I'm going to try and eat a pound of sauerkraut and 3. I can do it in 3:30. Easy.
You have to do it at 3:30. That thing starts at like 4 in the
morning. Yeah, I know. So, anyway, so that's it. Make sure you hit us up, bartalk1@yahoo.com. Big shout out to Ego. Haven't seen you in a while. Thank you for swinging through. All right. Big shout out.
19 years old. Anyway.
Wait, that came up.
I don't know. He's like a hero. Anyway, let's see if you're going to stretch the show out. Okay, look.
That's it. So we're going to end it because we don't want to embarrass Ego.
Coming
that's
through.
Not embarrassing, man. I'm fucking bowing down to him like he's Buddha. Hey! All right, another. Another Asian joke that is going
on. That was the wrong Asian now.
You guys are killing me.
My last name's O'Neill.
O'Neill. Look, he's
I'm not 100% sure. That might have been racist, Keith.
He's 25, and he's banging a 19-year-old. You know what? He has. He's got my props. He's got my props there. Oh, jeez. So anyway, that's it for this week. Bar Talk for this week. Make sure you hit us up, bartalk1@yahoo.com. Big thanks to Justin Faulkner, Ego, Ben.
Big Worm.
Big Worm. The No Pants people.
No Pants.
The Swiss Cheese Pervert.
No. There ain't no shout out.
Jaeger Bomb.
I hope that motherfucker gets a piece of fucking cheddar up his fucking ass.
Cheddar cheese. Yeah, sharp cheese. Oh! Hey, now.
You took my joke, fucker.
We did the same time.
Yeah.
All right. Whoa! This just in. Breaking news. We've just seen pictures of the 19-year-old that this 26-year-old...
25.
25-year-old.
30-year-old.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I mean...
Not yet. Tomorrow night.
Wow.
Oh, tomorrow night is... It is on.
And, you know, this is actually going to be a time...
You know what?
It's a time full episode right here because it won't be actually released until after because he has sex
the, with the girl's
her.
Rating hasn't... No. But see, she's like, oh my...
Just make sure she's eight, not a fan of the show because you will bang once, but you will not bang
her, this is her without makeup. This is her basic... I give her an 8 right now.
That's a solid 8 right there.
This is a chive girl. She is a chive girl. If you don't know what the Chive is, it's an app. Go check out the
Just
Chive.
Just look up the fucking internet. I mean, come on.
She's a Chive,
you
girl.
You figured out what podcasts are, you can figure out what the Chive is.
You got that one right. It's the Chive, not the Vines.
The Chive, right. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Can you send me that picture? Can you send me that picture? And can I get a half a pound of Swiss cheese to go with it?
Hey, all right. Holy. What do you want?
All right. So, anyway, we're going to get an update on Eagle. So... The deal has been, he's gotten a third base. Let's just say he's gotten a third base, okay?
But what game is he playing?
He's not like who's a baseball player that makes it around? Who steals? Who's a good stealer?
Ichiro.
He's not an Ichiro yet. Yeah, he hasn't hit a home run yet.
More Asian jokes.
More Asian right. jokes by the Asian, so that's okay. So he hasn't made the home plate yet, so when he makes it home, we give you an update. He will be my hero at that point. Right now,
yes,
we're bowing. Let's give him a round of applause. Give him the Ego because that is a catch right there. Yes. So with that, we got to get out of here. They got the lights on. The smell of
the lights are on, and
Clorox and the floors being mopped is killing me. So, and if we stay here any longer, we're going to be stacking tables. So, with that, we're out. We're recording live at Tom Fullery's. Restaurant and bar. We got it right this time. Tom Fullery's restaurant and bar. And
Keith is just talking out of his ass. So, hey, have a good night.
Yeah.
Keith.
Jaeger Bombs.
Jaeger Bombs, fucking Swiss cheese, fucking No Pants. And the rest.
A 19-year-old.
Naked micro 19-year-olds.
And no, slaps in the face.
And no diet drinks at the bar. That's right. All I'm saying.
And we're going to give this toast also to Yoga Pants.
Every time is to Yoga Pants. We might not say it, but we love Yoga Pants.
Yes, we love them. All right,
let's get out of here.
All right, see you next week. All right. I love the way you look in yoga pants. Them Lululemons is nice.